Track 31.
Listen to three people. I know, Fenella, and Charlene, talking about problems related to saving money. For questions 15 to 17, choose the main problem each speaker has from the lists A to E.
Use the letters only once. There are two extra options, which you do not need to use. You now have 15 seconds to look at the questions. Now listen carefully and indicate your answers on the answer sheet.
Individual 1. Ainul. Every month and when I get my salary, the money seems to disappear in an instant. No matter how hard I try, I seem to be always living on a strict budget because I simply do not have enough money to spend on luxuries. I haven't bought anything for myself in a long time, and all my income seems to be spent on bills, food, and transportation, as well as giving my children an allowance or paying for their necessities. It seems like the cost of staying alive in this modern age is too high for an average income earner like myself. On top of that, I am a single mother and find it really difficult to make ends meet every month.
Individual 2. Fenella. I know that everyone should save at least 10 to 20% of their income every month. This is a good way to ensure that you have some money kept aside for a rainy day. I usually put aside about 300 ringgit per month as my savings, but by the end of the month, I will have convinced myself that I really need to buy a new handphone or headphones to listen to music. I think my main problem is that I am good at wasting money on things I do not need, and I have the habit of buying whatever I want. I must be stricter with what I spend my savings on, or I won't have any money left for unexpected emergencies.
Individual 3. Shalini. Most of my money-related problems have to do with a little plastic card. I was so excited when I qualified for it and believed that I could use it wisely. I said to myself that the card was for any expenses that were not expected and that it would give me time to pay it back slowly with monthly repayments. Credit cards, when used correctly, can be very useful, but my main problem was my lack of control. I was spending plastic money on shoes and clothes and eating in expensive restaurants. This caused me to not only be unable to save money every month, but all my income went to paying off the credit card bills, which I still owe till today. Now you will listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.